you're in tune to KDWA, AM 1460, FM 97.7. Welcome to another edition of Talk Real Estate, brought to you by the Realtors of Edina Realty of Hastings. We have in our studios today the Bee Lady.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. How are you?
Oh, pretty good. Pretty good.
It's always good to see you. And of course, it wouldn't be a show with you if we didn't get our bi-weekly bee update.
Yeah, the bee update. Boy, and things, this time of year, things change really quickly in 2 weeks. I think the last time that I was here, I was saying that we were going to be harvesting the honey,
yes.
If I'm not mistaken.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and we did that. Oh, that's a lot of work. It was a really hot day and lifting those heavy frames, you know, and it's sticky work too.
Yeah, and I suppose it would be.
Yeah. Yeah.
But you get hungry, you just lick the back of your hand.
Just lick your fingers, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, and then we took all the frames and you scrape that wax coating off and then you put them in our little spinning machine and spin them around and extract the honey and then it drips down. And then right now it's sitting in 3.5 big 5-gallon buckets, so it's waiting to be bottled. So,
now you don't have to keep it. How do you keep it preserved or stuff? But the honey is a natural,
right? Yeah.
So you really are just
keep it
in
it pure,
cool place.
You know, so it doesn't have anything to get in it. But that's the thing about honey. You know, they found it in tombs and stuff, thousands,
yes,
of years old, and it's still okay. It's that magic of when they wait till it gets to that perfect moisture content. I keep forgetting, but I think it's 17 to 19% moisture, where the bacteria and mold can't grow in it.
Isn't that? Just when you've said that in the past, I've just found that fascinating.
Yeah, yeah.
How is? I mean, it really. You know, we think ourselves as humans are these, you know everything and stuff. We don't know anything.
No, we don't.
Compared
we don't.
To what. You know, animals and, mm-hmm, and insects,
yeah,
and stuff. No.
Yeah. And, you know, my parents had some that we had given them earlier this year. I was just over there the other day, and the bottle had gotten quite light-colored. The honey was starting to crystallize.
Okay.
And they were afraid to eat it because they thought, well, maybe it was going bad. But no. That's what honey does. And and then my dad gave me the bottle. It was this plastic bottle, and it was all kind of sloping over because he had tried putting it in the microwave,
to
warm it up, and it melted the bottle. And the thing is, you don't want to ever microwave honey because it will destroy some of those enzymes that are so good for you. But you want to warm it up just real gradually, like in a pan of warm water or, you know, something where it's more gradual. So,
okay. Yes, the plastic, I've done that not with honey, but with other things in the plastic, and you learn real quick. Ooh, not a good
mistake.
Choice.
Yeah. So, and right now, since the flowers are really on the tail end, there's not a whole lot for them. There's some, and on these, you know, warm days, they'll be out collecting, you know, pollen and nectar. But we're feeding them now. So when he took the honey that we're harvesting, then he puts on what's called the feeders, and it goes on top. It's a frame or a box.
On the hives.
On top of the hives.
Okay.
And he has jars. You can do it a lot of different ways, but he has these quart jars filled with a mixture of, it's 2 parts sugar to 1 part water. So it's a really
sweet,
yeah.
Uh-huh.
Like, I know when we feed the hummingbirds, it's one sugar to 4 water, so it's a lot more diluted, but this is pretty intense. And it just kind of goes upside down, and the lid, we've poked tiny little holes in it, just a few, and so it doesn't drip, but the bees can come then from inside the hive up to that lid that we have, and then they will suck that sugar water dry, sometimes only within a week for sure.
Wow.
Yeah.
So do they try to do the honey that was taken, or?
Well, what they do, they take that sugar and they turn it into honey. They mix it with the enzymes in their body or whatever it is that they do, and it becomes nectar, honey. Yeah.
So can you harvest that again then?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh, wow.
That will go in to make the honey that, well, first of all, they'll use it probably to survive on. We feed them all through the winter. And then when it gets too cold for the sugar water, then we have these more solid, it's like cake fondant, kind of a pad of sugar. And so we do feed them during the winter. So we've started doing that now.
Wow, neat.
Yeah.
It's a regular science.
Yeah,
they're
always.
Like little pets. They're like little pets. You got to take care of them.
They are.
From pets, you don't get honey, though.
Exactly. You don't eat your pets, but we eat them.
You know, I was thinking that, and I thought, don't say it, Dan. Just say it.
If we had a cow, we would have the milk,
and
the
butter and
cheese.
Yeah, and then eventually the beef and hamburgers. Yeah, I was thinking, but we don't eat our pets.
Yeah.
Oh, great minds think alike, don't they?
And I did. I got stung this time when we were harvesting.
No.
That one hurt, but only once.
Wow. So that's our bee update.
Yeah, the bee update.
Now, how about a weekly update on real estate?
Yeah. And you'll probably notice I've been trying to bring this information every time I can, mm-hmm. just to kind of give you an idea. Mm-hmm. And I pulled shortly before I came, like I always do, a list of all the active and coming soon homes here in Hastings. And it's interesting. I noticed there were no coming soons this time.
Really?
Yeah, but there were 36 active. But, now this is interesting, of the 36 that are on the market active, and I mean, this ranges all the way from a two-bedroom condo for $121,900 to a beautiful home, just under 5,000 square feet for $2,750,000, and everything in between.
Wow, where's that big one at?
On Quadrant Avenue.
Okay, wow.
So, yeah, isn't that something? Now, but this is the interesting thing. Even though there are 36 that are considered active on the market, mm-hmm. only 19 of them don't have an accepted offer. The rest of them are, remember I was explaining mm-hmm. how they have a little I after it, a little R or
yeah.
S?
Yep.
So the majority of them have a little I, means mm-hmm. that they have accepted an offer, but it's contingent on the I inspection.
Okay.
And then some of them are townhomes or condos that are subject to R, which is that right of rescission where you can look over the association documents mm-hmm. for a few days.
So you have 19 that are active, 17 that are almost half of them are close to being sold.
Isn't that amazing?
Wow.
Yeah. And I was looking through the days on market, you know, and just this snapshot right here, the majority of homes that sold, it was 44 would be about the longest amount of time that they had been on market. And, some of them only 2, 3, 4 days.
So
they're selling rather quickly, mm-hmm. and the key tends to be being priced appropriately,
mm-hmm.
And when you have a house in the upper price brackets, mm-hmm. it's you just have to kind of plan on it's going to take a little longer usually.
So is it safe to say that one that's 5,000 square feet, that's $2.5 million, probably has been on the market or will be on the market the longest?
Yeah, probably. I see one that's not quite as expensive that's been on a while, but a few of them. But yeah, this one will probably, until the right person comes mm-hmm. along that can afford to buy it.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, kind of interesting.
That is.
Yeah.
Pam, how can folks get a hold of you?
Oh, well, let's not forget that. Give me a call, 651-319-1298.
Okay, or they can call the Hastings Edina Realty Office at 651-437-2121 and ask for Pam or the bee lady. You're the only one there?
Yep.
For both of them.
Yeah.
You're the only one that has bees, and you're the only Pam.
Yeah, so easy. I'm easy to locate.
So I'm going to ask you a personal question here. You don't have to answer it, but have you been in that $2.5 million home?
No, I haven't yet. Uh-uh.
Wouldn't that be interesting just to take a tour?
Yeah, it would. It would. And most sellers feel is that they would rather have you not schedule a tour unless you have a bona fide buyer.
Right. I would imagine there's some.
Yeah, just for curiosity's sake, probably isn't so good.
They could probably set up a stand and sell tickets, and people would have to pay to go through it.
There
Maybe
you
they
go.
Would make their house payments.
Yeah,
wow.
It's like the parade of homes, People like,
To see that, how other side lives.
Yeah, it's fun. And I have been in some beautiful homes.
I'll bet you. You know, as a realtor, I bet you have.
Yeah, and you get so many really good ideas.
Yes.
Yeah.
Do you ever find yourself, you bring that up, and it seems like realtors actually live in their homes, a lot longer than just the regular,
Oh, that could be.
you know,
we've been there 26 years in ours.
Well, and I think of Christy's. She said that she had lived in her other home for 20 years or something like that, and Greg's lived in his home, you know, and Wayne. Yeah. I think of all these people that have come through here, and most of them have lived in their homes a long time. And I'm wondering, is it because you see all these ideas and you find a home that's good, or you make the changes that you like? It must
be. Or we're too busy selling real estate to even think about listing your own house for sale.
There is that side of it, too.
Oh, and like ours. Yeah, we've been there 26 years. Wow. And but I couldn't drag Steve out of there for anything.
No,
maybe when we get old and we can't, you know, because when you got, it's 16 acres and there's a creek and a lake with fish and you can hunt in your backyard and, you know, it's like a guy's paradise. So,
you bet. Yeah. Well, our topic of the week, floors.
Yes. Oh, but before we get to the topic, can I just want to have, I have a one house I wanted to tell you about.
Yes, that's right.
Yeah,
that's
and I know it's outside of Hastings, it's in Eagan, but there are sometimes when a person is looking to downsize that they'll look other places too. And it's a one level townhouse. It's really nice. And it's got a couple bedrooms and they have French doors to a sunroom. In fact, I might have mentioned that it was going to be coming on market and it is now. And, you know, it's that carefree living where they do all the outside stuff. And it's a nice home. It's listed at 278, a real desirable area there near a pond and stuff. So if you want to find out more about that, give me a call.
Yeah.
So I didn't want to miss
that. Give that phone number, Pam.
Yeah. 651-319-1298.
Or 437-2121 and ask for Pam.
Yeah.
Well, let's talk about floors.
Okay. And, you know, with the way the market is right now, with the interest rates, they're still as low as they were. You know, every time we talk, I say them again, they're just so nice. You know, the majority of them are under 3%. I mean, have you heard of that in your life?
No, never.
I hadn't. So it really is a good time to be selling your house for two reasons. And one of them is that there's still a huge, huge demand. You can see how quickly the houses sell. So you price it appropriately. You have it, you know, fix it up so it's desirable. You're going to sell it fairly quickly. And it's a great time for buyers to buy just because of the interest rates. So one of the things that you can do to make your house more desirable is to make sure that your flooring is all, you know, pretty decent. And there have been homes where just my sellers have just ripped out the old carpet and just put fresh carpet throughout. And oh my word, it made such a difference in the freshness of the home. That and a good coat of paint.
And so then they wanted to stay. No, I'm kidding.
Oh, I remember that when we fixed up our house. We put new flooring in our kitchen and I was looking around going, oh, wow, this is nice. I don't know if I want to leave. but there's a lot of different types of flooring. And if you haven't done anything with your floor for a while, you might not be as familiar with what some of the options are. So I thought maybe I'd kind of quickly talk about what some of them are. And I will preface that by saying I am not a flooring expert. This is just from a realtor's point of view, what I've experienced and also in my own house. One of them, probably the first thing that everybody thinks about other than carpet is hardwood flooring. And one of the advantages of that usually is that it's pretty durable depending on what kind of floor you get, and strong return on investment. If you have a good hardwood floor, it's very, very attractive. You do have to be careful with it because moisture is going to cause it to swell and stain, and it can even shrink and swell, having to do, you know, with the humidity and temperature. So and I do have a friend with Brazilian tiger wood. It's a Brazilian wood, and I noticed that in the sun, the areas of it that the sun shines on, I think it's gotten darker. It's kind
really?
Of interesting.
Okay.
So sun can either fade or make it, you know, change mm-hmm. the color on it too.
Mm-hmm.
But boy, I tell you, if you use hardwood, it's very attractive. Mm-hmm. And that's really good, like your living room, your dining room, family room, stuff like that. But there's another thing, there's engineered wood, which is mm-hmm. probably a cheaper option sometimes. And what they do is they take particles and fibers, veneers, and then they it's like a composite blend that they've mm-hmm. engineered and created. And so it has the look of wood, but probably at a much lower price. You know, and it's you can install it just right over concrete. It's fairly easy to install, you know. And I've had some of that in our house, and, you know, it's like that click. You know, the mm-hmm. the things that you put together
yes.
and click.
Oh, yes. Yep.
Yeah. It's not quite as durable as hardwood, but this would be nice, like, in your basement or if you have a porch that's enclosed, living room, dining room, family room. Okay, then you've got tile, porcelain tile, mm-hmm. marble tile, whatever. And that's usually pretty durable, usually a good thing. And I personally installed the tiles in my, we have two bathrooms when we did our addition and two entryways, laid it down, and, you know, with the grout and everything.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not that hard to do, but it is a big job.
It's a lot of work. I've been there, done that.
Of course, the downsides of tile, it's super easy to keep clean, but it's so cold under your feet sometimes,
yeah.
unless you have a floor heater underneath it. But, you know, of course, that's good for your kitchen, mudroom, bathroom, laundry, stuff like that. Okay, what I really want to get to is, okay, there's laminate, which you've got a thin layer of the wood mm-hmm. on top of whatever the process stuff is. Looks like wood. You get a cheap one, it's going to peel and look awful in a short period of time. So make sure you get a good quality if you're going to do it. But I want to talk about vinyl, because mm-hmm. that seems to be the hot new thing.
Really? Okay.
Yeah, and I hear them called luxury vinyl tile, luxury vinyl flooring, and a lot of times, because you can get it just like one big roll, that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about the, like, planks or the pieces you
mm-hmm.
can put down.
That you put, yep.
And same thing with that snap and click, where you take the two and then you hook them together, flatten them out, and you mm-hmm. just, it's like, I think they call it a floating floor.
Okay.
But they're so easy to install. And then, like, when I wanted to trim it, I just kind of scored it with my box cutter
mm-hmm.
and then snapped it. Came right, you know, then it came apart wherever I wanted it to be. And if you have a subfloor that's not perfect, it will, you know, it's slightly flexible. So, like, if it isn't totally flat, it can kind of move a little bit with the floor.
Mm-hmm.
Although you have to be careful, I discovered firsthand, because if it's too drastically uneven, you're going to have a hard time keeping it all, you know, snap together. But it's so durable. And it is, I have been in some high-end homes that have mm-hmm. the luxury textured vinyl. And sometimes you have to get right down on the floor and touch it to see if it's real wood or if it's a mm-hmm. Tile. And I've been, and it will also look like it's ceramic tile. And even the artificial grout is kind of rough. So you can get these very high quality, but they're very, very durable.
Yep.
And you can use them in places that you might be worried about moisture, where you might not want to use hardwood.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a really, really good option for a lot of homes in a lot of different places.
Okay. So. Well, Pam, one final time, how can folks get a hold of you?
Call me and we can talk floors.
And that number?
651-319-1298.
Or you can call the Hastings Edina Realty office at 437-2121 and ask for Pam. This is KDWA Hastings.